Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear that song on the radio again, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't get enough, actually.
No, never played enough.
A few more royalty checks coming that way. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for all the texts and tweets. I hope you enjoyed our nativity. It was great fun. Thank you very much, cast. Nice. And Righty, how are you?
I'm very good.
You're still... You're not very good.
I am.
You're very still.
The adrenaline...
I don't know if that's gravity or just...
No, no, no.
Do we need to hold the mirror over his nose?
What I got when I was getting ready to perform kind of like livened me up a bit.
There was adrenaline?
I did have adrenaline.
Right.
I thought it was one of the shots you had last night. So listen, if we can focus your mind onto rock and roll football this weekend, what is the big game that Jim's commentating on?
Newcastle QPR, massive game.
Yeah, it's a huge game.
QPR kind of like stopped the rot. They've not lost, which is the main thing. But Newcastle, for some reason, they just can't seem to win a game since Alan Pardew signed.
Yeah, do you know what? I saw the game at the weekend. They were terrible in the first half.
No, better in the second half. Man City were brilliant in the first half. You can't take nothing.
No, it's not about Newcastle.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Man City and why they made them rubbish.
It's all over.
You know what I mean? I'm not all over it. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Newcastle. Yeah. I saw the Man City game last weekend.
Yeah, and I'm talking about Man City. I saw the Newcastle last weekend. Mm. So they were brilliant. You've confused me. I don't follow football, but I really don't follow this conversation.
So this weekend, QPR.
QPR this weekend at Newcastle, which is a game that I think Newcastle fancy winning. But QPR are on a kind of little bit of a up curve in respect of Harry coming and giving them the confidence.
And rock and roll football tomorrow. You got big end of year Christmassy feel?
No.
Too much of that last night.
Yeah, might some as I speak now, I don't think so, but you know, something might happen with Stoney.
And I have to say, you're taking the dinosaur outfit home.
Only because it's warm, but I'm taking it out. You know what? I was going to actually wear it to the car, but I thought I'd just leave.
Oh, please do. Yeah. It'd be great. If someone's in traffic, it will cheer people up if they suddenly look into the car next to them and there's you in a dinosaur outfit driving a car.
Should I?
Yeah, oh, please.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, come on, do. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for being a good sport this morning, mate. Coming in super early and then getting in a stinking hot. You had the hottest outfit as well, the dinosaur outfit.
I've always got the hottest outfit, man.
Ladies, steady yourselves. Righty, have a lovely Christmas, New Year. We will see you in 2013. Righty, the Midwife Dinosaur!
Thanks, David. It was a great sharing the stage.
It was a great pleasure, Righty.